אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Shalom, Australia. The Jewish community in New South Wales has paid tribute to departing Premier Gladys Berejiklian. Gladys, of course, resigned last week, which was a shock to many, many people. Of course, there's an independent commission against corruption investigation coming up later this month into grants she was awarded in the Wagga Wagga electorate while it was held by former disgraced MP Darryl Maguire, with whom she was in a previous relationship. But the popular Premier's resignation comes as she was about to lead the state out of its COVID-19 lockdown, and also she had planned or had hoped to go to Israel on her first official visit as Premier, but of course, sadly, that can no longer happen. And that's something the President of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, Leslie Berger, also lamented on. He said she was unable to attend the conference in Israel last time due to the pandemic, and now, of course, she can't go to the next one, adding it was one of his regrets too. He described the departed Premier as an incredibly warm friend to the Jewish community, who always made herself available to meet with us on critical issues, 10 key events, and she always demonstrated her friendship, not just with words, but with actions, citing as an example the $2 million in security funding that Gladys Berejiklian granted the Jewish community prior to the 2019 state election. Berger congratulated the new Premier, Dominic Perrottet, and the Deputy Liberal Leader, Stuart Ayres, on their election, and said we look forward to maintaining our strong working relationship with both in their new positions. And he thanked Perrottet for recently announcing the funding of over $6 million from the New South Wales government to the Sydney Jewish Museum to assist with his expansion. There was also tributes from Liberal Party members, Vaucluse MP Gabrielle Upton, and the current New South Wales Parliamentary Friends of Israel Chair Scott Farlow, and even across the political aisle, senior Labor frontbencher and New South Wales Parliamentary Friends of Israel Deputy Chair Walt Secord said he felt a deep sense of pain and sympathy watching Berejiklian resign. He said there's plenty of time for politics after the pandemic is over, and no one can fault Gladys's dedication and hard work on behalf of the people of New South Wales. And he said she was the granddaughter of Armenian genocide survivors and had an affinity for the Jewish community and also Sydney's multicultural communities.
We're listening to SBS Jewish Update with Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist at the Australian Jewish News, and Nitza Lowenstein. Shane, Jewish journalist Cherie Markson made headlines last week with her COVID probe. She published a new book, and there was a very good documentary, What Really Happened in Wuhan.
Yes, that's a topic that I imagine will be quite of interest to many people at the moment, of course. The book, which was accompanied by a Sky News documentary, explores the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic, and specifically the, quote, lab leak theory, which was widely claimed to be a conspiracy theory until recent months. The release sparked worldwide interest, leading to the two-time Walkley Award winner to be interviewed on Good Morning Britain, and also by TV host Tucker Carlson in the United States. The premiere of Markson's documentary in the lead-up to the book's release was the most-watched program on Sky News this year, attracting 260,000 viewers. Markson, investigations editor at the Australian newspaper, told the Jewish News this week, the view count shows that people are interested in knowing more. And she said the level of interest is a recognition that our media hasn't been covering this issue and pointing out that some news outlets had failed to truly explore the pandemic's origins. The book's 400 pages, and she began writing it way back in February, after a year of investigating, recognizing the journalists, doctors and whistleblowers in China who, quote, disappeared while trying to spread awareness about the virus. She told the Jewish News she appreciates that she was given a platform to be able to acknowledge those who risk their lives to save others. And she says the book shines a light on things that people have forgotten. She said the investigation is not yet finished, and she is dedicated to uncovering the truth and sharing new information in her roles at Sky News, The Daily Telegraph and The Australian about this ongoing crisis and its origins.
It is interesting. I think everybody wants to know where it came from and how. The other big news of the week, Vic Aladef was appointed as a board member on SBS. This is an incredible achievement.
Yes, and it's actually a 5-year role that starts immediately. So as you said, it's a great achievement. Of course, Vic was for many, many years, I think 16 years, he was CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies. And he did many, many things, not just for the Jewish community, but also interfaith relations and leading a campaign in New South Wales against discrimination against all ethnic groups and promoting harmony. So that was also, he can get a lot of credit for doing that. And he also remains with the Board of Deputies as a part-time consultant also. So he's keeping busy doing an advisory, part-time advisory role at the Executive Council of Australian Jewry as well. So he's certainly keeping himself busy.
Yeah, I think Vic Aladef is a big asset for the Jewish community. Ever since he arrived, I think more than 40 years ago, from South Africa to Australia. Another big event of the week was the JNF 120th anniversary gala dinner on Zoom with the Israeli Prime Minister and President.
Yes, Israel's President, Isaac Bugi Herzog, spoke and reflected on 120 years of JNF, playing an essential role in the development of Israel. He said at this function, nowhere is this more true than in the Negev, demonstrated by the growing partnership shared by JNF Australia and the Ramat Negev Regional Council. He said the support of JNF Australia for the development of the Negev is of extreme strategic importance to the future of our national homeland. And he said families establishing Negev communities, such as Ramat Herzl in Israel's south, are the Zionist pioneers of today. Israel's Prime Minister Naftali Bennett also spoke, and he said JNF Australia sets its sights on what Israel needs and where it needs it. And we here in Israel know so very well how much you're committed to the Zionist dream. Thank you, he said. Other highlights at this event were keynote speeches by Ron Dermer, Israel's former ambassador to the US, Noah Tishby, Israeli entertainer and activist, and a bit of humor at the end with a bit of a show from US comedian Elon Gold, who mimicked an Aussie friend, urging him to visit Bondi Beach, and an Israeli taxi driver, and even Donald Trump.
Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist at Australian Jewish News. Thank you so much. Have a great week. רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.